Weighty Issue, Don't Lose Your Hat, and Rockin' the Record Book. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. A year ago, when Pinckney's football team was on a run to the playoffs, its biggest player, literally, Marcus Ford, was riding the bench. Now, most 6'5", 400-pound linemen would be out there mixing it up and enjoying the ride, but Marcus wasn't. He took a day off from everything, turned his attitude around, and made some big changes to his work ethic and diet.
I didn't like the muffin cap hanging down when I looked in the mirror and I got home. I didn't like my stomach hanging over. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to cut most pops out and cut out all the junk, which for the most part I did, and I need to start eating healthier and less of it.
This year, he's a force on defense, usually occupying two blockers at a time and rarely coming out of the game. Pinckney opens the football playoffs Friday, hosting Livonia Churchill. You can read more about Marcus Ford on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Brimley sophomore Austin Plotkin, the only repeat champion at the Upper Peninsula Cross Country Finals last weekend, where his team also claimed top honors in Division III. And the girls' golf team at Macomb Lutheran North, which moved up in class to win a second straight Lower Peninsula title last weekend, this time in Division III. What you drink is as important as what you eat. Water, 100% juice, and low-fat or fat-free milk are great options to choose from. Stay in the game. Stay hydrated. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
All rule changes in the game of football at all levels over the past decade have been geared mainly to improve player safety. One of the rules that has come recently deals with players and their helmet. Whenever during the course of play a player's helmet comes off during the down, that player must leave the game for a minimum of one play for an evaluation to take place to make sure that no possible concussion or head injury has taken place. Plus, when that helmet comes off a player, we treat that just like an injury situation, to where even a timeout can't buy that player back into the game to make sure that the proper evaluation has taken place.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. The MHSAA record books have come a long way in the past 20 years, expanded from a short list of mostly records set in state tournament final competition, which took up six pages in our old book of champions, to becoming one of the most popular features of the MHSAA website, where you can get lost for hours reviewing great names, great teams, and great performances. It was a leap of faith. The late, great Dick Kishbaugh, the original MHSAA historian, wanted to maintain the integrity of the record book with things that could only absolutely be documented. Wins and losses, touchdowns, points scored, and the like. But then a group of three, spearheaded by heir apparent historian Ron Pesch, meeting in an old watering hole in Muskegon one summer's night in the mid-90s, set aside Kishbaugh's reservations, and the records book boom started. Some categories were easy to accumulate data for. Some were made up as we went along by hanging a pretty good performance out there and letting that become the target for others to hit. And the book is always a work in progress as old performances are uncovered and new performances take place. If you have something worthy of consideration, you can find out how to submit an application from any record book page on the MHSAA website. You can catch live streaming video of four football playoff games every week during the first four rounds of action on the Prep Zone on the FoxSportsDetroit.com website and on Fox Sports Go. One game will also stream every week live on the Fox Sports Detroit Facebook page. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.